sit down. Keep all hands and feet inside the ride at all times. Or down, I don't care. We are not responsible for any lost belongings. Your shit is our shit now. You have made your choices in life. And as you will notice, there are no pearly gates here, so hold on tight and embrace the darker side of life. Cause this ride takes your soul straight down to Hell's Basement.
What?
God, are you shitting me?
All right, welcome everyone to Hell's Basement. I'm Ryan. I'm here with Brady.
Hi, how are you?
Shane?
Fuck Secret Satan.
And Jenna.
I miss Secret Satan.
Yeah. Yeah, this week, fuck Secret Satan. We're sick of that shit. And we have nothing to replace it.
Well,
yet, anyways.
I mean,
maybe we should try this. Anybody listening? Maybe you got an idea for us to give, you know what I mean? Something cool we could try. I'm kind of open to suggestions.
Yeah, hit us up at our email address, hellsbasementpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Well, that's sounding confident.
If you got any cool ideas for us, I mean, hit us up.
I think we should pick one person every time we do a podcast and just talk shit on them for like 15 minutes. 15 minutes.
That would be pretty fun.
I pick me. Go for it, fucker.
No, that's no fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to talk behind people's backs.
Not on the spot. We got to have this planned. We can't just do that.
So we're just going to open up with a roast every week?
This is me speaking as a listener.
Yeah.
So I can't say anything. This is just like, it's like me talking in the future right now.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we'll just ask this then. Anybody watch anything? Anybody read anything? Anybody see, listen, anything? Any of your senses? Taste anything?
No, I finished up the book, though, related to this movie. So, I mean, that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a double mortgage.
Yeah. Double mortgage, baby.
That's scary. That's the scariest thing that we've done so far this podcast.
Yeah.
I also watched Red Deviant.
That's real life horror right there.
Yeah.
Like, you hear tragic things happen, but when you hear double mortgage, that's the one that really
so
makes
your
heart
really
race.
So we could really use your Patreon support here.
Yeah.
As soon as possible, please.
We got to set it up, but...
So wait, we don't give a fuck. Mail this kid money for Christ's sake. Jesus. His life depends on it.
Or coupons or something, at least, kind of cut
it. Yeah. Anything.
Anything will help.
Dog food.
Got to jack the dog off to feed the cat. All right.
There you go, Jenna. It's not dog murder.
There we go.
Yeah.
I did learn something, though, guys.
Okay.
I learned that when you take us out of Hell's Basement, we're struggling more than Franklin was in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's like Franklin trying to run.
or trying to act. Anybody else? Was that just me or what?
Yeah.
Most of everybody.
Yeah, well, we'll just get our listeners prepared. This week, this will be the spoiler section of the podcast, and we watched the 1974, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
What happened was true. The most bizarre and brutal series of crimes in America.
Sally, I hear something. Stop! Stop!
This is the movie that is just as real. Just as close.
Save me! You gotta make it stop!
Just as terrifying as being there. Even if one of them survives, what will be left? The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. After you stop screaming, you'll start talking about it.
All right, so...
we're getting good and taking a break. Like, we're getting really good at that. Good job, guys.
I'm proud of everybody.
So, what did you guys think? I mean, we were just talking shit on Franklin a little bit, but...
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Everybody's staring. Okay. I liked it. I've never seen the original until, a couple days ago. I've only ever seen the one with Jessica Biel. I think the first one I've actually seen...
Wait, just Jessica Biel.
It's Seventh Heaven, right?
Seventh Heaven.
I don't know.
Well, she was like 13 in that, so.
She wasn't
Way to make it weird. Yeah, if you didn't bring it up, it wasn't weird.
Well, you guys...
And Ryan gets a pedophile belt for him.
It's been a while since anybody's been awarded it.
Technically, he said he was in Jessica Biel, but then you brought Seventh Heaven.
All I said was Seventh Heaven, and that is it.
Yeah, so you're the pedophile.
All I said was Seventh Heaven.
Now, guys, we can share the belt.
I was honestly just referring to the fact of how hot she is in that movie, though. And I'm really not into country girls, but goddamn. Hmm.
I thought she was ugly as fuck.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the 74 one.
No, okay, she was actually hot. Anyway, so the first time I watched it, and I thought it was awesome, because it's, I don't know, it's definitely my genre, I liked it, but I would say that I didn't really get into it until Leatherface, like, makes his very first appearance. Like, it was almost, I don't know if I should, it's the right word to use, but I would say kind of slow burn for me up until that point. But, I mean, after that, though, it's just awesome, you know, especially with the, I don't know if that's, like, the most iconic scene. Him fucking... Okay. Smacking with a hammer.
I think the most iconic scene is probably the end.
Yeah, where she screams for 45 minutes.
Well, I was him doing the ballet of chainsaw.
The chainsaw dance.
Yeah, that is probably the most iconic. You weren't, you didn't get a little freaked out when, like, he cut himself at the very beginning?
I didn't know how to feel about that.
I just was,
it was just
like,
fucking like.
I was just like, ooh. Right. Kind of gave you that, ooh.
I don't know how to, I don't know if I like this guy or what the deal is with him, but.
Yeah. Well, at that moment, I actually kind of felt bad for the guy, and I was like, oh, is he trying to become, like, blood brothers? Oh, that cute guy. And, you know, later I realized I don't like him.
Jenna's always giving, like,
took you till later.
You realize someday that these people, that this shit happens to, that's you, right? You don't get anywhere being nice like that.
Jenna's the one takes the neck back, goes, okay, cuts her own hand. What do we do now?
quick side story related to that, though. This week I was on my way to work, and somebody wrecked our car, these two people, and I drove past because, like, it was like 3 in the fucking morning, 3:30 in the morning. So, like, my headlights, like, glassed over the car in the ditch. And then I was like, Jesus, that wasn't just sitting along the road. Like, that car was wrecked. So I turned around and came back. There's these two people, and they had a dog, too. So I was instantly, I mean, if they didn't have the dog, I'd have been like, oh, fuck you. And then the beetle peeled out. But they had a dog. I was like, oh, fuck, I got to help them. So they fucking got in the, well, the guy walked over, and I was like, hey, you guys okay? What's going on? And he's like, yeah, just ran off the road and what happened, whatever. And his wife's, like, bleeding. Her nose is, like, cut open. And I was like, oh, geez. I was like, hey, what can I do to help you, you know? And they're like, oh, can you give us a ride up the mountain? It's, like, 5 minutes. I was like, yeah, man, you know, get in. And I was
She's
got
to sit in the back, though, with that bloody nose.
It's drunk.
Well, I have, like, my water jug, all my backpack and shit in the front seat. And I was just like, I moved all the little stuff I had in the back. I was just like, I'll be an Uber driver. You guys sit in the back. You know what I mean? So I had this sheet that I normally get, like, put on my seat sometimes. And I was like, hey, here's a sheet. You can just have this. Okay. When you're done bleeding all over, just don't get blood. I didn't say it, but I was like, you can have this sheet. Bleed on it. Do what you got to do. But the whole time I'm driving, I'm up at like 3:40 in the morning. You know, I was like thinking, I'm like, boy, if I were to want to kill somebody and murder somebody, I would probably pretend to wreck my car in the ditch so somebody would feel bad for me and pick me up.
I thought you were going to go take a different direction and go,
unfortunately,
they're still in the trunk? No, that's
was the dog okay?
Yes, there was blood on the dog, but it was from her, so it was fine.
Oh, okay.
Was it in the car when you too? Did you pick up the dog?
Oh, yeah. She held the dog the whole time. A little white kind of Yorkie kind of looking things, Yorkie size. I don't really know.
Wow, she's lucky that thing didn't just like fly through the windshield.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's what hit her in the nose.
Unfortunately, they didn't slit my throat and I'm still alive, so yeah.
Why were they driving at like 2 in the morning with their dog?
Ah, dude, I don't know.
You don't ask questions.
They were looking to kill people.
They very well may have been fucked up on some. I'm not sure. They were nice. They didn't kill me, so I don't know.
They're probably like, you know what? Unless this motherfucker gives us a sheet, I'm going to murder this guy.
This is one of those movies that kind of make you think, though, like, well, you really don't know who people are, but. Yeah.
I think they've seen how big of a fucking loser you were, and I think that's why it's like worse to let you live for you.
Yeah, they were like,
they would have did you a favor by killing you.
Like, yeah, we can't kill this kid. He's okay, Adam. Ah, shit. So what did you think, Brady?
Excellent.
I'm sure you've seen this one before.
I have. But here's the thing. I've seen the sequel first. Who all here has seen the sequel?
I have. Do we want
to? It's
just
a completely different kind of movie.
Do we want to just kind of put it out there? We may spoil some of the other ones too, possibly. I mean, it's not a
possibly,
you know,
right?
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't think there's anything there. Yeah. I mean, I won't give the ending away this second, but I mean, I'll go ahead and throw the vibe out there. The second one's like
a comedy,
kind of fucking wacky.
It's a comedy. It's a horror comedy.
I don't think it's classified as a horror. Well, it's more like an '80s horror, just like anything goes kind of.
Yeah, it's. If you go into it with the same expectation you have coming out of the first one, like you're like me and you're like, what the fuck is going on here? But
I don't want to jump directly into that one because, I mean, today the movie is...
The original, yeah.
Right. But the original, it's a lot like Night of the Living Dead. Night of the Living Dead, is it the best zombie movie? No, but not by any means. But did it define a genre? Fuck yeah, it did.
Yeah, exactly.
Did Texas Chainsaw Massacre define this genre? Fuck yeah, it did. And it had it a lot of moments. And I was watching something today actually about it. And this guy said everybody always remembers it being a lot gorier than it was. And I was like, as soon as he said that, I'm like, exactly. Because when I was watching it at work. And the guy was sitting there. I was like, oh, yeah, this movie's real fucked up. I said, it's, you know, it gets gross. And I'm watching. I'm like, waiting for it to happen. I'm like, I remember this being a lot worse than it was. It's probably because I was so much younger. Right. There's very little blood. There's not a whole lot to it in that aspect. But they're able to, like, when Leatherface throws that chick up on that meat hook. And
oh, that's my favorite part.
You don't see anything. Like, they don't have to fuck around with how you'd try to figure out to make it look good. Like, he just literally just goes, like, it was nothing, like, doot, 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 like he's hanging up his coat on a hook.
I know.
Like, boop, you go there. And she's just screaming, screaming, screaming. But so all those moments were fantastic. Probably one of the most impactful moments for me was when Leatherface, it was right in the first scene of Leatherface when he grabs that sliding steel door thing. He's just like, wham, he slams that fucker shut. And I mean, it doesn't bounce or nothing. It was just like, and it just stops. And it was just, I don't know, something about that was just like big impact. And the way they filmed certain scenes were just fantastic. Like the whole, her freaking out at the end and they're doing the close up of the eyeball and you know, she's darting around. Cause
she's a good actor, man. I liked her.
Yeah. And I mean, fantastic, but, and I don't know if I want to jump into everything right now, but, I got my notes here and I wrote down keywords. One of them is raspberries. So there was two different characters. It was Franklin.
I like raspberries.
Franklin's just like, he gets mad when everybody's upstairs and he's pissed because he can't go upstairs. He's in a wheelchair.
And he starts spitting.
Right, he wasn't pissed because of that, but he's down there and he's just, he's just blowing raspberries. Like, he's just so pissed. And then the other guy, the kid, the one that gets ran over by the truck. What was his name?
Leatherface's brother.
Leatherface's brother, correct. And
I think they call him like the Hitchhiker.
Yeah, that's all his name, right?
Oh, the Hitchhiker. Yeah. Okay, so the Hitchhiker, he blows a raspberry too because he gets mad at his dad or whatever, and he's looking over and he's blowing raspberries. I'm like, when I first saw it, I was like, all right, this is kind of getting ridiculous. Like, what grown-ass adult like just sits there, gets mad, and just starts blowing raspberries? And then it happens again, and you're like, okay, this is a thing.
And then when Franklin did it, it was almost just like, I don't know, weird. It was like, I don't know, it just felt like it went on forever, too. He just kept doing it.
But yeah, 10 out of 10. Next. No. No, but it's great. Like I said, it defined the genre. A lot of great movies came after it, but it set a precedent, so.
All right, Jenna, what'd you think?
All right, so short and sweet, just like myself. I liked the movie. I really did. And older movies, I kind of go into them. I've learned to be more open-minded, but I didn't think I would like it nearly as much as I did. Like, I liked this movie.
Low expectations.
That's good. Pretty good, yeah, because you've been forced to watch quite a few lately.
I know.
Nobody forced that last one.
Yeah, true. Oh, that's true. Yeah, that was self-inflicted, but that's good to hear that you liked it, though.
But, I mean, I did have a little bit of a slow start, too. When they were traveling to the house, I had a hard time, but honestly, as soon as they just got to the house, I was in it because I really like old houses, too, and honestly, all the scenery was probably my favorite part of this. Like, the way they used all their props, I guess would be the word for it.
The dry pond. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I mean all the bones. Like, that's kind of a part of horror that really does it for me, because you can see that, or you can find weird shit just walking through the woods sometimes.
Yeah.
So all of that just really messed with me.
Yes.
Whoops.
But honestly, sometimes I was like, man, I feel like if Ryan had the power, Hell's Basement would look like this.
Well, you know, Ed Gein, he's the man.
Well, if you would have taken those people in their unfortunate situation and just finished them off, you could have littered this place with their bones.
I know, exactly.
That bench had a new dog.
The bench with, like, the skull. And then
I did fall in love with that bench.
Yeah, yeah. I do enjoy my skulls.
So what'd you think of the chair, then?
I really like the chair.
The armchair, that would be, I guess you could call it.
The one that was more of like the bench, the really long one?
No, the one that she was, that they strapped her to, when they, and it was literally a chair with human arms.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. The only thing is, I was kind of thinking it would kind of be more of a part, but it is. So are you just supposed to assume that the hitchhiker did put all of the bones at their house that Franklin saw right before it all got real? Like, was that all that was? It was like a insight to what was going to come, or?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't look that far into it. I'm not sure.
But do you remember
now
that?
Now you're making me think I missed something, because I don't think I did see bones laying around.
Yeah, it was right when Franklin thought he heard something, and then he looked outside, and there's like a dead bird, and he was like, man, what's that? But then he looked up, and there's like a wind chime of bones hanging right above the door.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I think that was just a coincidence, actually. I think the wind blew the bones on those strings, and they just happened to hang in the house like that.
Oh, okay. That's much. Thank you. I mean, the running scene that went on for a little bit, I don't know. It was a little rough. It took me a little bit to get into, like, what they were trying to do there. And honestly, I didn't get into the whole eyeball thing as much. I didn't get it, but I don't know.
I want to jump in here. That was one of my favorite parts, was the chasing scene. And I'm going to try to simulate it now with the microphone. But, like, when she was running, like, past the camera, you kind of got the sense it was like this. Yeah. Did I clip on that?
Yeah. But it was, that's pretty accurate, though.
Yeah, it's just like she got close to the camera, like, laughing. And I'm just like, I'm literally sitting at work watching this, laughing my ass off.
I just had the Benny Hill theme song playing in my head the whole time.
I was kind of hoping you'd see more of what happens to his victims, though. Like, that is a point. You just kind of have to imagine it.
Yeah, I actually do, like he said, Brady said earlier, I think I read somewhere where, like, Toby Hooper tried to get to make this more like PG. Like, he tried to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't take this for granted, but I thought I read that somewhere. Where
no,
he,
you're right.
Okay. Yeah.
It was originally X-rated, and he had to keep toning it down. He got it to R, and he just gave up.
Basically,
he wanted PG.
His plan backfired somehow or another, because he thought it was supposed to be, like, he wanted it to be PG, so, you know, obviously, you know, more audience. But, then, like he said, it, you know, kind of came back, you know, way worse than what he thought it was going to do.
So, right.
But I think that's why you don't see, like, as much gore and shit, though, really, you know.
Mm.
But,
he got his chance again. And he turned it to 11 on the sequel.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Yeah, he turned that knob way the fuck up.
I never seen the sequel.
I haven't either. So
we'll have to watch it.
Let's put it this way, Jenna. You will fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Do animals die?
No, but you'll just, Brady, won't she hate it?
To be honest, I have no idea with Jenna.
You are hard
no
to predict,
idea.
But I don't think you'll like it. You can try it though.
It's
why don't you think I'll like it?
It's like a funny, like, it's like a
I'm not good with horror comedies.
No, and that's pretty, like, dude, yeah.
It's not a horror comedy, though. I mean, it does make you laugh. It certainly makes you laugh in some scenes, but it's that over the top, like, wacky
80s Pumpkinhead
film.
Yeah.
No.
Kind of reminds you of Pumpkinhead a little bit, but I like Pumpkinhead a lot better.
Huh. I like Pumpkinhead.
I love the second one. I'll give the second one a higher rating than this one.
It's one of those movies to where you either like it or you hate it. I haven't really found too many people that are like, it was okay.
Yeah, no, that's and unless they haven't seen the series at all.
Yeah, true.
Right. So, but it's not like any of the other ones. Did anybody here see Return of the Living Dead?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
To where it's like. Like with the
yeah,
chick
but
just dancing
Living
naked
Dead,
out there.
I like that one though.
But
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Right. It's it's a whole different, it's different. And if you were, and I could imagine if you went to the theater or if you saw the first one before the second one came out and then you went and saw the second one, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Well, that's kind of how I'll just get into, you know, you good, Jenna?
I'm good.
Yeah, this was my pick. I love this movie. Like I've said before on here, I got a late start into watching horror movies and stuff like that, you know. So I actually seen, I'm like Shane, I think I seen the one with Jessica Biel. I get them mixed up, you know. I seen that one, I think, probably first. Either that or there's another one that's real close to that with another really hot chick. I can't remember her name, but
it's the beginning.
Andrea Daddario or whatever his name is.
Yeah, so I've seen, I've seen those two before I've ever seen the original. And at that point, I didn't watch old horror movies. I just never gave them a chance. I didn't watch any old movies at all in general. So Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Psycho were like the two first like old movies that I watched. Like I watched Psycho, love Psycho.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I want to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I just loved it. And that kind of just got me into a spiral of watching a bunch of old, you know, now I like old movies or horror, you know. So, yeah, that's, this one's kind of one of those movies. Another big reason is because it's loosely based on a true story. Very loosely.
Very loosely.
Yeah, Ed Gein, was a crazy, crazy dude.
He's my hero.
Yeah, we'll get into him later because they're that guy's ridiculous. But yeah, so I mean I love this movie. I love the scene like you said earlier with the meat hook. Like you don't see any of that, but that fucking makes me cringe so bad. Just
oh yeah.
Like when he's like you said, just push her up there and you're just oh my god, just kind of creep. This gets me, and you don't see anything, but you just you know god, just it's right, one of those things.
Him just being like. And just Leatherface through all these movies has sort of got that like that supernatural strength like Jason Voorhees and
well it's not called that for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I know.
weren't gonna say it.
Did you say it?
No, I didn't say it.
I was gonna try to have it with a little more couth, but
they call that special strength.
Right. But I mean that's the thing, like he picks her up like she's nothing. Yeah. I mean I'm sure she's fairly light, but I mean
yeah.
And he must have been. I mean, he must be a strong dude because it's not like they had. She was on a wire. To do
he was
that.
A beast,
right? So. And it's one of those things too. Me, Shane, and Jenna, we grew up in an area. Brady lived there for a while, also. That sure, there's another section. If you continue on past where we lived, like another 10 miles, you reach another town, and then if you go another 10 miles past that, you reach a town that. I'm pretty confident that this shit goes down. So
yeah,
if
New Garden.
We've always
we
been...
We can say it. They won't hear this.
Oh, is it yeah. New Garden?
We've always been told that you don't fucking go to New Garden because we've always been hurt.
Is it like
that,
Deliverance?
Kinda. We've always been told that were semi-inbred and like people that go to New Garden don't come out of New Garden.
Well, fuck this. You were talking about a trip.
No, fuck you.
Yes.
I am not going
that's
to New Garden.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
I've never heard of New Garden. Is this the place that's got the burned down church up in the woods?
I don't go to New Garden. I don't know.
It's not a supernatural trip.
Wait.
Like, you're not coming back.
It's a you're going to get fucking murdered by a family of fucking these people.
Look at me.
There's also
I'm
the
a little
Forgotten
bit out of shape,
Town.
Have you seen Leatherface? It's all those people.
Well, yeah,
that's all
fine.
That special strength.
That's fine.
But you guys, think about it. So I picture Leatherface as the character from The Goonies, you know? Where
Sloth?
He's just mistaken. Yes, and maybe he is truly this big old sweetheart
yeah.
underneath
well, then you
guys the train.
You guys
he's a murderer that wants to be a girl.
And you're the fucking girl on the meat hook. That's what happens to people
you gotta watch the sequel. It's a love story.
Okay, well, see, yeah. Look at the end of this. How does the end of this happen? It's obviously the family dynamic. It's their fault. I mean, what all do we hit there? Cannibalism? That poor kid was probably raised on other humans, taught that that's their way of life.
Well, you are
poor
right.
Human. He's the one that kills everybody. The other ones don't really kill everybody.
Well, they've trained him to be the killer.
He didn't. Hey, that dude first shows up in that doorway, it's not like he's like, hey, what are you doing? You're just like, oh, hey, pop, done. It's with a hammer.
Hey, you know what, though? There's something that like I don't feel anybody talks about. I don't know if this is a thing in the 70s, but apparently everybody just walks into whoever's fucking house they want to.
Yeah, that's. I think that's the biggest takeaway
right
from all this.
Fuck that dude
yeah,
up.
Hippies, man. Hippie time.
I know. I feel like I could be in the 70s.
Yeah,
like,
you
I
are
love
a hippie.
The glasses.
Yeah, you're a hippie,
the attire,
dude.
The hair. Like, I could rock the 70s. The music, the disco, I feel like I could grow up.
I mean,
up
minus
then.
The drugs. You don't do
you
drugs,
need to,
right?
Yeah, so you need to start smoking J's, and you're a hippie. Let's just put it this way. Grandpa is by far the coolest guy in the world here.
What? He does nothing. Literally nothing.
He beats her to death with that hammer.
No, he is forced to be. He can't even hold the thing. And
no,
you're
you
saying...
can tell he got excited. He's like,
Was he alive?
Oh, yeah. You see him sucking on her face. Well,
what do you consider alive?
I thought maybe those were just nerves.
Like a chicken when you chop its head off. Yeah. It was just his instincts. His kick still.
How do you guys think they did that? Do you guys think they there's a pot? Do you think they could possibly really cut her finger?
Oh, that I thought you were talking about the grandpa.
I mean, grandpa.
I think they just went to. I think they went to the nursing home. They're like, which guy is the closest to death that we can hire?
Well, that was the shittiest. It was like a paper mache mask. I mean, that thing was garbage. But
I read somewhere they actually did. Wasn't that movie? They actually did cut her.
Because I was watching and I watched it twice. That scene twice. Cause I was like, because I watched like. It was just a regular ass knife, and they take a first pass, and he doesn't touch her with a knife, and then he goes back and cuts again. And I mean, maybe the blood showed up a little bit too soon, but he was squeezing her hand. But I mean, I was thinking to myself, that looks remarkably real. So I would not be surprised if they really did cut her finger.
I thought I read something. Well, I know when she ran through the branches and all that, that was real. Say. Like, that was her actual blood because she got fucked up from that sure.
Yeah. Well, then fuck, she is a good actress because,
I wonder why she was screaming like a fucking psycho.
like a NASCAR. Like.
Does anybody else understand whenever she stops the trucker? Why does he get out of the truck? Why doesn't he grab her and keep going?
I said the same thing. Like, obviously the chainsaw wasn't doing anything. Just mash the fucking gas, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because then you couldn't whip
dead.
A fucking monkey wrench and...
yeah, speaking of that, what happened to the trucker?
He's dead. He just kept running.
He's still running.
To this day.
Just like Forrest Gump.
Usain Bolt doesn't have shit on that motherfucker.
He's a skinny dude now.
If you ever needed motivation to run, I guess that would be it right there.
Yeah.
I like how the point where he's running. This would be me in any one of these situations to where hopefully I'm holding something because I know there's going to be a point to where that gap is getting close enough to where, all right, I got this is my last time to turn around and whip a fucking wrench at this dude's head. Which, good throw.
Yeah.
Because he hits him, he's like,
yeah, I just love the sound effects.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When he gets real excited, or that's that special strength.
Those are the special effects.
Special screams.
Oh, my gosh, special effects.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Oh, shit.
Did this get any of you guys excited about, like, going through abandoned houses? Do you guys remember when we used
Shouldn't
to go...
Shouldn't it get you excited to not go through abandoned houses?
No.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's She's not like they got murdered wish. In the house, but how cool is it, like, seeing all the old wallpaper? And you guys can't even lie and act like you didn't love when we went to abandoned houses and walked through them.
Yeah, I was creeped the fuck out.
Yeah, it was awesome. The Jew burner one.
Wait, which one of you guys about died when the stairs fell through?
Fucking explain what you just said. Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes I forget that people might listen to this and have no idea. Yeah,
well, at least just look in my direction and I have no idea.
Okay. Well, it was like towards Freshville. We went into this this old abandoned house. It wasn't too far from where we live, honestly. Mm-hmm. And it was like late at night. We go down in the basement and it's not just like a wood stove. It's like a fucking stove the size of a basement.
Yeah, that you would put a body in.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we immediately just assumed they burned the
innocent people.
Yeah. As Shane said, Jew burner.
Yeah, Jews. Oh, you can't say that now? Listen, if it's over 20 years, you're good. It's fine. We can pick on them.
I thought it was 10. I thought 10, you're good.
Okay, well, it's been like 60, so we're like sextuple good.
Well, actually, it's been like 80.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's beyond funny now.
Oh, it's time for
it's
another
super
one.
Super funny. Oh.
I was that messed up kid that even when I would bring friends over, I'd be like, hey, you want to see the house we go to?
So was that it then?
Do you remember?
Nothing more than just you guys found a giant ass oven?
There were some jars in the basement too.
Yeah.
And it was always like you would always try not to get hurt. And I just like finding the old thing.
This is in Frenchville?
Yeah, it was collapsing in on itself. I think it basically
is. It gone
is
now?
It's not safe to go in at all.
There's, what's that guy's name that owns the fucking ice cream shop?
You're talking about Stan.
Yeah, does Stan own this place?
No, but he should.
Let me ask you guys this. This is because I didn't rewatch this part. Franklin, he had all these like open sores and shit on his forearms. Were they there before his ass went tumbling down that hill when he was trying to take a piss in a coffee can?
I don't remember.
Or was that a byproduct of him rolling down that hill?
Yeah, I don't remember either.
I mean, did you guys notice that his arms were all fucked up?
I didn't even know.
They looked like they were all blistered. And I was like, well, maybe it's because he's always in that chair and they're just like bed sores kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why did he pee in the coffee can? Why didn't he just pee in the grass?
I don't know.
Did he want to save it or no? Mm-mm. Those are the questions.
I mean,
if he's stuck in
that chair and he's got a little baby dick, you know, maybe he can't get past. You know, I think I'm incriminating myself as I'm trying to.
Yeah. I just had this conversation with a guy at work today. It's not easy peeing in a bottle when you're. You know.
Have you ever laid down? Have you ever had to piss in one of them things when you're laying in a hospital bed?
No, and I hope I never fucking have to.
Well, I did. Well, they. Yeah, I did. Because they. When I got my appendix taken out, I tried one. They give you this, like. Have you ever seen these things? It's like a. It almost looks like a flashlight, kind of. Not a flashlight, but a flashlight with a handle. But it's like a.
I know what you're talking about.
It's like an
angled tube
thing. And so the whole idea is that as you're laying down, you put your dick in this thing, you take a piss. And the nurse is like, so I hadn't gone to the bathroom because it was way too uncomfortable. I was just holding it. And nurse comes by and she says, all right, well, you have to, you have like something like 2 hours to urinate or we're going to have to give you a catheter. And I'm like, okay. And I'm not, you know, I'm 16 years old at this point, and I'm sharing a room with a guy who just got his gallbladder out. And he's after she leaves, he goes, you don't know what a catheter is, do you? I'm like, no, what's a catheter? He's like, they're going to shove a tube down your dick hole. I'm like, all right, where the fuck's that jug at? And I mean, like, within the next 3 minutes, I'm pissing in this thing. So you get over your uncomfortableness of laying down and pissing when somebody threatens to shove a tube up your dick. Down your dick? Through your dick.
Whoa.
Into?
I think into sounds good. I don't know about through. That one sounds
it's like from the side.
Yeah.
like you're trying to throw a hook for going fishing.
Yeah. They do it, and after they're done, you piss like a cross.
You should have been in our hospital because they do not care about any of that. Literally, they're like, can you get up and try and go to the bathroom? I stood up and threw up, and they're like, okay, you can go home.
That counts. Yeah.
Good enough. Bye.
You excreted some kind of fluid. You leave now.
I'm still checking the box.
I can barely even, like, get my clothes on, and they're like, do you need a wheelchair? Here you go. Bye.
They just zing you out the door. If you're talking about the one in Clearfield, yeah. I mean, that's all downhill from there.
Literally.
Toby Hooper, he also...
He's dead.
Yeah. died in 2017, semi-recently.
Yep.
But he directed Poltergeist, which is also probably the scariest movie I watched as a child.
I don't like it.
I mean, it scared the living... the whole, like, one and two.
Yeah. I could see back then.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're saying you don't like it, like...
Yeah,
just
in present.
Lame?
In present, yeah.
You don't like the original one.
No.
Did you see the remake with... what the hell's his name?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I just seen the original, and I thought it was kind of lame.
Oh, man, with Coach?
Yeah. Well,
the guy that played Coach in the show,
what
Coach?
Was it, like, 82 or something like that? Mm. Yeah, I didn't like it, though.
But it was...
A lot of people do, so I'll probably get a lot of shit for that one, but I don't like it.
We should watch it just because of the whole thing around the actress that I mean, you guys heard about all that, right?
Mm-hmm. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she died. Like, there was this whole thing where she... More or less, the whole... urban legend around it, or whatever you want to call it, is that she died in a supernatural way, I guess, as a result of filming this movie.
Wait, the actual actress died?
Yeah, the little girl.
Sweet. Oh.
Caroline.
Oh.
You know, on the TV. She died by getting sucked into a TV, real life. And that's what's been fueling Sony's Bravia TVs up to this day today.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, well, hey, she died for a good cause, then.
So she did a good thing.
Bravia.
Bravia.
So
back to how this starts. They do kind of make it seem like it's a documentary, and this is the first time. I mean, I always know that Leatherface is a part of one of the Halloween classics, mm-hmm. but I never really watched it. So when I saw that, it actually made me think. I'm like, wait, so did this happen? So, like, did this happen, or what were you guys touching on earlier?
Well, first of all, I know you know about this. I don't know as much as you do by any means, but they kind of... They really were marketing this and really selling this as, like, it being a true story back mm-hmm. when they pushed this movie. And it was very loosely based on the true story. But they mm-hmm. were really pushing it as, like, this shit happened.
Well, for a while, I actually thought it was. Like, I thought it was real. Yeah. You know what I mean? I didn't know.
Well, he did that on purpose, too, though. Because I think that had a lot to do with the whole government lying Vietnam War era. Mm-hmm. So he's basically played the same game as that, saying, well, fuck it, they can lie to you, I can lie to you, you know. I think that's that was his idea behind it all.
And did anybody else get, like, the Scooby-Doo effect during that running scene, though? Because you know in Scooby-Doo how they, like, run one way, and then they run back through the other way? That's all I could picture that whole time, because she goes through the woods, and then she goes back through the woods.
I thought you were expecting somebody to come in and pull the mask off Leatherface, and be like, oh, it's old man Willikers the whole time.
So well.
It's actually Franklin. What the fuck?
But even, like, the dance he, like, Leatherface does and all that, like, that's very Scooby-Doo-based, so.
The dance?
Yeah, like, when he's just around with the chainsaw doing that good choreography there.
What? Does anybody know what was up with that? Was that supposed to be...
He was listening to Will Smith get jiggy with it, okay?
Oh, okay. Was he angry, or... What was that?
I pictured more of a, like, he slow was just, song, like a ballet.
This is one of those things.
Yeah. Shit, his wires aren't really connected. Yeah,
there's missing
top.
Things there.
Okay.
But Ryan, go ahead. Or who's the research master this time?
We both kind of read the same book, so.
And what is that book called?
Deviant by Harold Schechter.
I take it as on the shelf because you just looked at your shelf.
Yeah, I can see it right next to Edgar Allan Poe's.
I couldn't remember exactly what his last name was, but yeah, that's where we got most of our information.
Pretty damn good book.
Yeah, we're not. I mean, I'm not going to fucking go page for page, but the movie is loosely, as I said, based on and also Psycho. Psycho was also based on this movie
and Silence of the Lambs,
or on this guy, Ed Gein. Very very interesting guy. Very nice guy, really. He just was very 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 mentally fucked up. That's probably the best way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, nice. I mean, he killed two people and carved up bodies and shit, you know.
Oh, nice guy.
Just two people?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, he only killed two people.
Well, that's all they know about, because this is back in what, like the 50s, right?
Yeah.
So he's confirmed killed two, possibly killed his brother.
Yeah, the story with his brother... You know,
well, let's back up a little bit, just because I have no idea.
Okay.
I've heard little bits from other podcasts, but I mean, I don't really know a whole lot, other than the fact that his name gets brought up a lot.
He's basically, this is where the whole the mama boy thing comes from for Psycho. That, like, he's basically raised by a piece of shit, worthless dad, and Harold Schechter goes into pretty detail about how worthless that dude is, and then a psycho religious mom, who basically is like, above everyone, you know, she sees herself above everyone religiously. Yeah.
Hated women. Like, he did not approve of any women. You know, sex before marriage was literally like you were going straight to fucking hell. Like, you know what I mean? Like stuff. Like, that's the kind of lady this woman was.
So that's how he was raised. And on top of that, he was a schizophrenic. So
So he murdered two people.
Well, as he got older, eventually after he gets old enough, his brother, his dad, and his mom are all dead, and he's by himself. And then it was how many years later he started.
Yeah, the story with his brother, the first kind of weird situation that everybody kind of looked past. There was a forest fire, wasn't it? Was that how it was?
I think it was one of those deals where they started the fire on purpose, but it got out of control.
And
they found him fucking his charred skeleton tied to a tree.
Yeah, they found him dead, and Ed was like, "Hey, I know where he's at. He's right over here." And they like took him right to the body, and like, "Oh, yep, there he is. He's dead." You know, and like nobody really looked into it at all. And they asked Ed. They were like, "Ed, how'd you know he was there?" And he's like, "Man, I don't know. Just had a hunch."
Yeah, and they just kind of...
They were just like, "No, all right.
That's our Ed.
Fair enough.
Good enough for me." So that was like the first time. And it was... The main reason was because, correct me if I'm wrong, his brother really was talking a lot of shit, like, on his mom, plus Ed, you know, talking shit on Ed for being like such a mama's boy, just saying bad stuff to his mom, stuff
okay,
like that.
Okay, so his brother was... He was able to come up through all this as a semi-normal person?
He never married or had... I think he had one girlfriend his whole life, but he was still strange.
Right,
his brother.
Okay.
So he was still strange, too.
Oh.
He was brought up the same
way. A little less strange?
Yeah, not quite.
A lot less.
Like, minus the schizophrenia. You know what I mean?
So, so he's trying to, like, say, like, no, like, we came up in a really fucked up situation, his brother's, and Ed Gein's like, no,
yeah,
this
like,
is not. Mom was the saint, and...
Exactly. Ed Gein is the fucking perfect example of mentally insane. Like, yeah. You cannot explain it any other.
Yeah, that, that's why he's a nice guy. So
like, was he? Did he have a facade? Like when he was out in public and when he met other people?
Yes. Nobody fucking knew. He was literally the older dude in town that just was a little bit. You know, everybody's just called old Odd Ed Gein. You know what I mean? He was
such a nice old man.
Yeah. Well, he babysitted all the kids in town, and all the kids like loved him. Yeah. And it wasn't even. I don't know how you took it, but from what I read, it wasn't even like a weird thing. Like,
no.
He was just good with kids. Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't a bad guy.
No, he had no interest.
Who
were
these
interest.
Two people he killed?
Well, they were both very, very, very much related physically and
somewhat
like his mother.
They were strong, thick.
His mom was
women.
A very big woman physically, very big, very stern to the point, everything like that. And both of the women he killed resembled his mother.
Okay.
Repressed memories.
All right.
He loved his mom, but he fucking hated his mom.
Right.
If that makes sense.
But okay, so they were chosen.
Mm-hmm.
These weren't random acts of violence or whatever. I mean, was this all premeditated? As far as like he followed these people for a while, these women.
I would say the first one,
I'm not really sure.
They lived in Plainfield, Wisconsin. It's like a small town, so everybody knows everybody.
Super small town.
So did he stop killing because he got caught, or did he just...
He definitely got caught.
He didn't really want to kill. Like he didn't really want to kill. He got most of his, but like, as in the movie, like, you've seen the chair, lampshades, wind chimes, bowls. God, the list goes on and on. He got most of that stuff. He grave robbed. He dug up.
I was gonna say, is my timeline fucked up because he did the grave robbing before any of the killing, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't like dig up these graves like, yeah, like the mindset like, yeah, I can't wait to go do this. He had to be in a certain mindset, like to the point where he went, say, I don't remember the exact number, but say 20.
Yeah, 20 to 50 times.
But he only dug up 9 graves.
I think it was like 50.
I think you guys skipped over something here. Am I to assume that these objects you're talking about in his house, this decor is made from human?
Yes,
okay. All of it.
Oh, yes.
Okay, because you guys didn't say that. I was like, we're getting buried with their fucking candy bowls?
Implied from the TV, or from the movie, all the stuff that you see in there, like, that's true. Like,
that chair's real.
Yeah, like,
the chair you were
legit.
Talking about is real. Like he has a chair in human skin.
Where's that chair now?
Was that the chair?
I don't know.
Did they preserve it?
No, that wasn't the chair.
They probably went
to the museum?
Probably went to crime lab and they...
No, I thought that they did have... They had something.
I don't
Maybe it's the car I'm thinking of. I thought they kept the chair. I don't remember either.
So did he actually eat the people?
No, see, that was a myth.
That's a skeptic. That some people will still say yes, but I don't. After reading the book, I don't know. I don't think he did.
Well, what did he do with the bodies? You said he cut them up and stuff? And
yeah, he would
he
cut
took
them
the parts he wanted. He even, like, brought body parts back and dug the graves up again and buried them again.
He would put stuff back.
What these two women? These two...
The women themselves. So the one girl, I don't remember if it was Mary or Bernice Warden. He made like an actual like whole bodysuit out of basically.
Oh shit! So it's like Buffalo. Bill's a real person, wasn't he?
Okay, here's another thing.
Silence of the Lambs. That's what it's based off of.
Oh.
Here's another thing. Okay, Ed was like today's. He wanted to be a girl. He was like he wanted to be like a transgender. Okay.
Oh, so Buffalo Bill was
Ed Gein.
Ed Gein.
Yes.
So back then, obviously, that was socially not even fucking close acceptable. So...
What wearing? Look, cutting somebody's...
No, he wanted to be a girl.
Don't want to be a girl. Yeah, like, you couldn't just say that. You know what I mean? Back then. Nowadays, we live in a time where you can say stuff like that, and you can be open about how you are. If Ed Gein was alive today and got the help he needed, you know what I mean?
Everything would be good.
I would like to think so. He just was in a time that... He just kept everything inside.
Outlet.
No outlet. Everything. He lived alone after his mom died, and he just, you know what I mean? Very mentally fucked up.
So when I watched the movie and you guys were picking on me when I said he seems like a good challenged kid that just came from a bad family life, I was kind of right.
Yeah, no, I mean, because you kind of get that feeling. I read the whole book and like he did a lot of fucked up shit, but like... Ed was a cool dude. Like, he seemed like a cool guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he just was a normal... He would eat supper with family. Like, he just very mentally unstable. He just needed help. That was it. And he had no, you know, he just didn't reach out for help. That was basically it, you know?
Was he an active member of the local church?
No, because their town they went to wasn't, he was Lutheran, and I'm pretty sure that town had like barely any Lutherans, right?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I don't remember that.
Yeah, so I would say no, but I don't know for sure. He was the type that, you know, read his Bible every night and, you know.
Right.
Yeah, he was religious, yeah.
But I mean, like, he wasn't, well, I guess if he's babysitting kids, I mean, he's still like, I guess a semi-active member of the community.
He was like an active member, but people like still picked on him and stuff for being strange. He was around, I guess, the way
I mean, we
took
all
it.
Know that old guy that's just like, oh, it's just fucking Bob. He's just, you know what I mean? He's cool, but he's just fucking
right,
odd,
but
you
I wouldn't give
mean?
My kids. That's
well, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm kind of like, I'm hung up on right now is like, I want to know about these parents who are like, if they thought that this motherfucker was weird.
Well, there was actually a time, too, where he babysat the kids, and he would have, like, heads on as trophies. He would have hung up, okay? Like
heads, like animal heads.
No,
obviously.
No. Like people heads. So
no,
these kids would walk in and they thought it were fucking Halloween decorations and shit. Like they didn't even know it was real. And they would.
Oh, so the kids are seeing a section of the house that other adults did not see, and they just see fucking human heads.
No adults went into his house.
No, there
no
was
adults.
One.
No.
Well, how old was the one kid? Was he?
He's
18?
A little bit older. Yeah, but he actually had rooms partitioned off, like where his mom stayed. You never psycho.
Is there photos of all this?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Look up Bernice Worden.
Yeah, he lived like a fucking, like, it was disgusting, man. Like, rats all over the place in the sections of the house. There were sections of the house where his mom lived after she died. He literally shut them off completely. Like, they literally looked exactly the same as the way she, when she died. That's it. But he had a couple, like, the living room, the kitchen, and his bedroom, I think, where he kept all of his stuff.
So he's the first in the U.S., then, as far as, like, in...
Yeah,
modern, because I mean, like, so much revolves around him, and I've heard other things to where other serial killers have sort of,
right?
Not
he paved the way,
mimicked, right. Yeah. But I mean, like, he must have had. I mean, who came before him?
Yeah,
I don't know who came before him, but I think as far as horror movies go, he definitely is like the biggest inspiration, and he kind of brought the whole genre where it is right now.
Mm. Like I said, too. Psycho and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, those are two, like, you know, I mean, they paved the way for every slasher movie after that, and they were loosely based on Ed Gein.
Yeah.
Psycho more related to the fact of being obsessed with his mom, you know what I mean? That kind of, you know, all that, basically. But,
Ed Gein.
Yeah, pretty, what all did he have? He had 12 heads.
Mounted.
Yeah, he had, well, he did, he had four of them mounted on his bedpost.
And then he also had the ones he really liked. He kept them as mounts. The other ones he made masks out of them, like leather faces. Yes.
Yeah.
He would. And like you said, Bernice or Mary, I can't remember which one. But he made like literally a vest of like a titty vest and everything like that. Like,
it was Mary. Bernice is the one he killed and then got caught for almost immediately. And the cops went and found her strung up like a deer. Basically,
she was strung up like you would on a meat hook. Like, but yeah. Oh no, she wasn't. She was by her ankles. It was by her ankles. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Eww.
Yeah, he had a titty belt. He had he literally
titty, a belt out of titties,
titties nipples on the belt.
I want to know the geographic layout to where he's bringing these bodies in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how close are his neighbors that they don't smell these fucking rotting corpses?
Yeah, they were pretty far away.
There's a house in your guys' hometown that I've heard about, like, just. Their garage is filled with just...
cats?
Yes.
They have neighbors right beside them,
right,
too.
But I mean, I've heard, like, the smell is just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a farmhouse. You know
but I
mean,
it's one of those things to where, like, maybe that's your neighbor, and you're like, they got bad cats, and they shit all over the garage, and it's, you know, up
you don't
to,
know it's
it's
under the
6 feet tall. Right, exactly, yeah.
The main thing was people just left them the fuck alone. That was about it.
Yeah.
Nobody really
except
bothered
for the
him.
People who put their fucking kids there during
the
day.
You have to think, this is the 1950s.
Yeah, he always went somewhere.
Man.
Yeah, they were never
most
at his
of the time,
house.
They went, yeah, he would go to other places, but...
But still in the 1950s, they would just, like, put their kids in strollers outside for fresh air. Like,
that sounds like a good
it was
idea
a different
sometimes.
Time.
Yeah, different times, man. You know what I mean? That's
just
pretty
crying.
Much how
you know,
you
they
go
need fresh air. It's 30 degrees outside. It's fresh.
But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. The more I keep thinking, I didn't write anything down, but
not
I'm just
either.
Going by what stuff that I remember from the book. But, yeah, he's a very, very odd man.
So how do they know he did all this?
They dug up the graves.
But like the titty belt and stuff, like
they found it.
Right. It so was just like he was.
Is that somewhere? Like, is there a museum dedicated to this man?
There's stuff that he has that's in a museum. Yeah, and that's why I was thinking that they still had the chair. But like that girl, he actually, whenever Mary, oh, I don't remember. Do you remember her last name? Well,
Bernice Warden and Mary. I can't remember.
Well, when she went missing, like they, he was going to. Was she the one that owned the bar? I think she was a bartender.
Yeah, Mary owned the bar. Bernice owned the store.
Yeah, yeah. He would go to the bar, and then he would, I don't know, kind of talk to her a little bit here and there. And then whenever she went missing, somebody was talking to him, and they're like, "Hey, you know, Ed, maybe if you would have actually tried to court her a little bit, you know, she'd still be around." And he would always make jokes and be like, "Oh, she's up at the house right now."
And, like, yeah, and she was, but they
and,
would,
and she was,
yeah. And, you know, they'd always be like, "Oh, you know, oh, Ed,
crazy you know? Ed."
Yeah, and exactly.
It said in the book that was like his go-to joke. Like he just constantly said it.
Yeah,
man, how fucking funny was that? Like for him, just be like, "These motherfuckers have no idea."
I would like to know his actual mindset there, though. Like how what he thought is like, you know, was did he really think it was that funny?
I don't know, but one part that really stuck out to me in the book was like his schizophrenia was so fucking off the charts that like remember the one time where he like kind of like blacked out whatever and woke up and he seen the crows or in the tree or whatever, like the whole entire
covered in blood.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude, that kind of. Go ahead. All the tree, these crows, like he just said, covered in blood. Like they were just like staring at them, all of them. Oh, they weren't there, but he just seen shit like that. But like you said, like he said about the graves, like he went to the graveyard like 50 times, and then like kind of woke up out of his trance, sort of speak, and like turned around and went back home. But 9 times out of the 50 or so, he dug them up and.
So is there video interviews with this guy? What happened to him? He go to jail for so many years. They like.
No, he... 4 videos, right?
Yeah, I don't
black
think
and white
there's
cameras is all they had then.
But no, he eventually went to an insane asylum and spent the rest of his life there, and the happiest he's ever been. Like his happiest times of life were in that insane asylum because he.
How old was he in the 50s? Well, he was an old man in the 50s, so he probably.
No, he was like. What was he like? 50s? He was 50. He was like 50 years old. What was it? 80s?
Yeah.
84, I think.
Was he? So 50? He was still alive when they filmed this.
74.
72. 74.
Yeah, he died. He died in 1984.
84.
Yeah, so he was still alive.
Still alive.
Yeah, but he was the happiest he's ever was. Just because that's what he needed to be. That's what you
he
know
finally
what I mean.
Got medication.
Yeah, he got help. Yeah.
Oh shit! Back then, though, when did they catch him? What year?
It was 57.
No, you did not want to be in the fucking insane asylum back in the 50s.
I recently read something, and I was intrigued. It's about this island where they sent in everybody when they had the plague.
Is it Shutter
and
Island?
Then they burnt... No, but okay. Listen, then they also opened a like, psych ward on it, and I wish I could remember where it's at. But it's known to be like one of the most haunted places ever because of all the souls that are troubled there from like the thousands of burn. And they say even when the water washes up, you can still find human bones in it.
Oh,
and then that they opened a psych ward, and he like tortured all his patients because he went straight to like when you drill in the brain and everything like that. And it's rumored that one of his patients pushed him out of a tower. And that's how he died, and that all of the souls of him and the patients still haunt there, too. So Jesus. You literally have plague victims and all those victims. So I think we need to go.
Yeah, goddamn.
But apparently it's illegal to go there.
Really?
And it's not illegal? In this country. Yeah, like, it's seriously illegal. Like, if you boat out to it, it's illegal if you get caught.
Hmm.
Well, who owns it?
I don't know. It's not this country. I need to find it.
Sounds cool.
Either way, Ed Gein.
Yeah, I mean, anything.
Leather is supposed to be leather. I mean, I guess characteristics of, you know, wearing the mat.
Yeah,
the
chainsaws
skin.
Were nowhere related to Ed Gein. Right. You know what I mean? That was just for more dramatic effect, but.
And I wouldn't. I
No family. It was just him, you know.
I wouldn't think that. Now, would you consider this family. Would you all consider this family serial killers or just cannibals?
Yeah, they were just fucked up. Yeah.
Right. I mean, like, I don't. They weren't killing to kill. I think they were.
Well, they were kind of having fun with it too, though. You know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, by the way, did the chainsaw thing? There was a reason to use a chainsaw, though. Did you read that? He was in line at like shopping, and there's a whole
Toby
bunch
Hooper
of.
You're talking.
Yeah, yeah. The director. He was in line shopping, and there's a bunch of people in front of him. He's like, "What would be the best way to get through all these people?"
Yeah. You know, with Ed Gein though, it's kind of funny because like he. you know.
Seems funny. Go on.
He killed two people, but he's one of the most popular serial killers.
Yeah, that's I was surprised when you guys said only two, and I'm like, yeah, but I've heard his name so much.
Yeah, it's mainly the extent of how messed up the guy was, you know, right. I mean? Like the shit that they found, like they just couldn't believe
the
it.
The people that lived there, like, literally couldn't fathom it. Like, death wasn't a thing. You know, the death thing was normal. People died all the time. It was the 50s, you know. They didn't live as long as they do now. It was, like, what he did and what
doctors,
they found.
Doctors suggested you smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, like, it put Plainfield on the map, and they didn't fucking like it. You know what I mean? Obviously, it was because, you know, they didn't like the reason that they were on the map.
They changed what they're known for?
Probably.
Somebody go there and like, we're going to make the world's largest pretzel so we can get this fucking Ed Gein thing off our list.
Yeah. What can we do? But then actually, they were going to have an auction for his house, you know, to sell. Once they obviously got all the stuff out of there, they were auctioning off his farm and house. And like, what was it, Shane, the night before, a couple days before, something like that, somebody burned it down.
Burn it down.
Yeah.
Turn it to the ground.
Amityville. That house is always up for sale, man.
Yeah.
Let's buy it.
That island is off of Italy, and I cannot pronounce it, but it starts with a P.
Okay.
Penis.
Pizza.
I think
pizza.
That's it.
Well, I ain't got Italy money, so, you know. If you make it out there, let me know how it is.
Hey, if you guys listening want to sponsor a trip for us to Italy to try and get to this island.
We've already tried it.
No. We're giving Shane money so we can afford to pay his double mortgage, okay?
Yeah, we don't need that. We have a paddle boat, and it has 4 seats. We can make it to Italy.
Oh, here we man. Go. I just want to see the news coverage of us just fucking going.
Hey, I'm a psychopath exerciser now. I'll paddle us there.
Okay? Yeah. I'm all for that.
You guys can just sit along for the ride.
Let's just make sure me and you are on the same side, because if I'm on the other side, we're just going to be doing circles.
We're getting nowhere.
Brady, are you pedaling backwards? I don't think so. But, so what do you got rating?
Let me go first since this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd probably give this one a solid 90. Like, I mean, I.
90.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this movie. And it was kind of, it's more of the fact that they kind of got me into a lot of other movies. You know what I mean? So
is this one of the first you've seen?
First older movies. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So. Yeah, and then this one and Psycho, back to both movies, kind of based off Ed Gein. But yeah, both of these movies are incredible, you know. So yeah, I think that's why I really, and like I said, there is little to no gore, nothing like that. But it just it does creep you the fuck out. Like that's just kind of one of those things. And it led to a couple really cool sequels too. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the second one, but a couple of the other ones, you know, I really liked. So
Texas Chainsaw 3D, it's a different take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
I haven't seen the new one, I think it's Leatherface. I haven't seen that one. I heard a lot was really pretty shitty, but
it's Pleather. I mean, it's actually Pleatherface.
But yeah, I go 90. I go with a 90. Yep.
Okay. Shane.
Let's see. A minus B plus. I'm gonna say 85.
85.
Yeah, and that's. I'm gonna say. I don't know. I guess I didn't go to the 90 range because I like. The gore, I guess, kind of like what Jenna said earlier. I want to see it, you know, but I do. I don't know. I like the whole thing. Like I said before, from whenever we seen Leatherface all the way to the end, I loved all that. But yeah. I don't know. I liked it. I say definitely watch it,
Jenna.
I'd probably give it an 89, and just what would 89. Tip it to that 90 for me would be if they would even just given me him sawing one of the people. Like, even just one, it would have tipped it to that 90 for me. So it's like, it's right there. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, the house, the bones, the story, even hearing, like, his history, it even made me happier. Yeah. So I'm, like, right on the edge.
What if somebody got a chainsaw out of the butthole?
Ooh. What?
Answer the question.
Yes though. Or no?
Wait, if somebody
Would you have been pleased with that?
Got a chainsaw.
Chainsaw to the butthole.
Like, from the chainsaw, butthole up?
No, just chainsaw to the butthole.
Well, then no.
Just a little kiss.
No?
No, all right, it would have to go from the butthole the whole way up.
Then you might not like the second one, then.
All right, Brady, what do you think? What's your rating?
I'm going to go with an 85 as well. It was really good. Again, you got to respect the founding fathers of horror, and that's exactly what this was and is and always will be. So, yeah, definitely recommend watch. If you like horror films you owe it to the genre to watch this movie and to yourself.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up the episode. Jenna, next week is your movie pick, so let us have it. What do you got for us?
Next week, we're going to bring it back to some newer movies, and we're going to watch the 2018 The Appearance.
The Appearance.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. Okay.
It's based in medieval times from what I read. So.
Ooh, cool.
Sweet.
Yep.
All right, listeners. Well, that's what we got for you next week. So, until then.
Tune in.
Follow us on Instagram at Hell's Basement Podcast. You got anything to say to us, email us at hellsbasementpodcast@gmail.com. Anything else, guys?
You guys are all super hot.
Yeah.
You know, thank you.
Keep burning.
Double mortgage, baby.
Double mortgage.
All right. Till next time.
Bye.
Embrace the darker side of life. #double mortgage.